51 years ago today, in the summer of 1956, Phil Rizzuto played his last game of Major League Baseball. The Scooter, as he was known, had played shortstop for the New York Yankees since 1941. He was generously listed at 5'6 and 160 pounds. He was an agile fielder, bunter, base runner, and he was the American League's most valuable player in 1950. Phil Rizzuto, who died today at the age of 89, went from playing baseball to a career as a Yankee broadcaster, and in his day, he called a game like nobody else. Between the pitches and the plays, the Brooklyn-born Scooter shared his likes, his dislikes, even his phobias.
The only time that scares me is when I'm driving to Yankee Stadium and back. I do it so often, I don't remember passing lights, I don't remember paying tolls, coming over the bridge.
Rizzuto was an urban everyman. His narrative of a ball game was a tapestry of present tense and place interwoven with scraps of the past. Back in the 1990s, a couple of his admirers, Hart Seeley and Tom Pyre, scoured recordings of Phil Rizzuto's games to produce O Holy Cow, the found poetry of Phil Rizzuto. It was called O Holy Cow because Phil Rizzuto, who was always capable of surprise, delight, shock, and amazement at the game of baseball, tended to sum up all those emotions in one exclamation. It could signal something glorious for the Yankees.
Two balls, no strikes on Roger Maris. Here's the windup. Fastball hit deep to right. This could be it. Way back there. Holy cow, isn't it?
Or something devastating.
Holy cow, I don't believe it. Home run for George Plimpton.
George Plimpton, the late patrician editor of the Paris Review, offered this reading of Rizzuto during the ninth inning of the famous 1983 Pine Tar game between New York and Kansas City.
Billy Martin, standing with his arms folded out there, boy, he was quickly off that bench. Well, look who has returned. He made a U-turn on the bridge. Bill White is back. And they are about to make a decision, and this could be a momentous decision. I can't tell by the way they are talking who's going to win this argument. He's out!
I remember listening to Rizzuto on the radio during a rain delay one night in the 60s. It was storming, and the Scooter was afraid of lightning, much to the amusement of his partner that season, Joe Garagiola. I don't think I've heard anyone else, no less a sports hero, admit to such uncontrollable anxiety live on the air. He was one of the most real people you could hear on radio. As he explained some years ago, he just wasn't given to editing himself.
First thing that comes into my head, I say without really thinking about it. Of course, my wife has told me many times that everybody's got a little trapdoor in the back of their head, and you get an idea and it sits there, and then if you think it's all right to say it, the trapdoor opens and it comes out. And she says, my trapdoor is constantly open.
In 1994, Phil Rizzuto was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. He'd been out of the game so long, a generation of fans knew him better as a commercial voice for the Money Store. And for this cameo appearance in Meat Loaf's Paradise by the Dashboard Light, a tale of teenagers in the back of a car.
Okay, here we go. We got a real pressure cooker going here.
Phil Rizzuto in all his personas. Rizzuto died today. For generations of New Yorkers and fans elsewhere, he was such an unrestrained, unvarnished presence. His loss feels like the loss of an old neighbor, an old friend.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.